If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 14th day of March, 2011. Happy birthday to Taylor Hansen, who is 28. Prince Albert is 53. Billy Crystal is 63. And Tamara Tooney of Law & Order is 52. We have had quite a weekend. I can't really imagine what it would be like to have been in Christchurch when that earthquake struck. And it continues to be devastating for the region. They're trying so hard to recover and to come back around. And now, Japan. You know, it's so obvious to me this morning that we don't control anything. You know, we have the internet. Everybody is in constant touch with what's going on. I am amazed that most of the footage that I'm seeing coming out of all of these regions are from YouTube channels. We seriously really are connected all over the world. I have the website that my friend Francis shared with me about New Zealand and the earthquakes that they're still experiencing. Just yesterday alone, there were 7 earthquakes there in the Canterbury region. And in the last 24 hours, let me pull this up really quickly. Yeah, the chart shows that at 5:14 this morning, they had a magnitude of 4.1, 25-ton earthquake, and continue small ones all around the region. They appear to be mostly in the that little part that juts out like between Mount Pleasant and Sumner, and mostly around Bennett Park and Clifton up there, Richmond Hill. And now there's Japan. You know, it's my God, did you see the footage? It looked like something that came from a movie. If you were to produce something like this on the back lot of Hollywood, it wouldn't have looked that bad, you know? It's terrible. It is terrible. It's obvious to me, and of course, you know, when you get to be old like me, you start looking back at your life, and your control is only an illusion. We don't control anything. But here we are with all of our technology, all of our wisdom, all of our medicine, all of our money, and they're looking for the basic necessities. It's just in a matter of seconds. Thousands of lives were taken. It's going to stop the production of cars over there. They're saying the technology will go up because most of the chips that we use in our computers and our games and Game Boys and toys are all manufactured there. You know, part of the problem is we live in an instant society. We all know what's going on constantly and everywhere at all times. But we kind of live in a television kind of society where we expect everything to be wrapped up within an hour or in a couple of days for everything to be fine. We're talking years to get this fixed over in Japan. Years. But did you read that 29 countries are sending help over? I mean, the entire world is coming to their rescue, and rightfully so. You know, it takes something like this to show us that we're all in this together. And a lot of times what you have to do is when you have a disaster, we have things that, now I've never lived through anything like that. And we've had tornadoes come through and been without power for 2 or 3 days, or even ice storms when I was younger where the power would be out for a week or more. You know, the problem is they don't know what's going on. You know, you're in your community and you're without power and you're without running water and you're without the capability of getting food, and there's rubble all around you that you can't do anything about, and suddenly you're, what do I do? What's going on? How big an area does this affect? I'm not a well-educated, smart person. I mean, I have a pretty good heart, but, you know, I'm pretty stupid. But I think it's times like these that cause you to step back and really assess what's important in life. Those that have survived the horrific catastrophes that have happened in New Zealand and in Japan will now look at life completely differently. In many ways, what they have and what they might have taken for granted will become more precious. Friends, family, connections with other people, the basic necessities. I hope the world pulls together as we know we should to help all of these communities. And I hope that as time goes by, we don't mentally forget what's going on. I think economically we can't. My biggest fear is that we'll forget Christchurch and we'll forget about Japan and sort of become a little more myopic and look inwardly. But this is not the time to do it. The world needs to come together. And let's hope that happens. And we'll see you soon.